Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
One of my favorite people in the world, Richard Neal, Massachusetts 1st District. I guess the first thing I want to know is, when does something that is local become federalized? So, for example, they closed down a major resource. North Adams Regional Hospital goes broke, bankrupt, and everybody is trying to help out. But how does the congressman help?
Well, I think that one of the things that we can do here is we can expedite some of the applications that are going to have to go before the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That is a bureaucracy that has huge discretion. And once a determination is made as to what the mission statement of the hospital will be, then we will continue to lobby on behalf of that mission statement with CMS. And I've already been in touch with CMS. I've had a long conversation with Jonathan Bloom, myself, Ed Markey, and Elizabeth Warren have already written to them as well to confirm the facts in the case. And I think I'm a bit dismayed to the extent that I was informed of the closure actually by Senator Ben Downing on Tuesday afternoon before the Friday.
Yeah.
So there had been no suggestion to me or to any other federal officials that I'm aware of that the closure was imminent.
You need to go a little bit slower with me, Richie. The older I get, the less I sort of can follow. CMS, one more time, is?
CMS is the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It has much to do with the formula of reimbursement that comes to hospitals across America. Recall that virtually every hospital across America today receives almost half their revenue from Medicare. And in a place like North Adams or a place like Pittsfield or Springfield or Boston, for that matter, they probably have another 15% of their revenue that comes from Medicaid. Now, you would have some distortions in the marketplace, including Holyoke, where Holyoke Hospital, they would be north of 80% Medicare, Medicaid. Sisters of Providence would be north of 80% Medicare, Medicaid.
Wow.
And these are substantial reimbursements. And much of it has to do with the income of a population. Much of it has to do with proximity to teaching hospitals. So it's a very complicated undertaking, but the people that work at CMS, which, by the way, falls under my committee's jurisdiction here in Congress, the Ways and Means Committee, we are in regular contact with them about formula adjustments and reimbursement levels.
Here's what I don't get about this. North Adams Regional Hospital closes down due to insufficient funds. They've got a $30 million debt. What does the Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement have to do with finding those poor folks up there a hospital?
Well, chances are pretty good in this case that the reimbursements that were offered heretofore were not adequate.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And that may be one of the considerations, and that is what I've asked CMS to examine.
So if another hospital comes in like the Berkshire Medical Center and tries to establish services, will the work that you're doing now with CMS and on these reimbursements help to facilitate that?
Yes, it could. And in fact, I know that CMS has had conversations with Berkshire Medical Center on that very topic. And the understanding being that there is a series of issues with Medicare reimbursement and Medicaid reimbursement. And one of the issues is the what is known as the rural wage floor issue. And that's how reimbursements are determined across the country. Obviously, rural hospitals that don't do necessarily very sophisticated high-end surgeries like facial transplants or don't do hand transplants, they would fall under a different funding title. And they would also have a different mission statement than University of Massachusetts Medical Center in Worcester because it's a teaching hospital. Bay State Medical Center in Springfield is affiliated with Tufts Medical School. And on that basis, those two hospitals do better in terms of the funding formula than what a small community hospital would receive, given the fact that the nature of care would be different every day.
So your job is in trying to help the folks in the North Adams region who are really, you know, I mean, this is a bad situation for them in great trouble. Your job is to...
Well, I hope that we can seek a special designation for them. And part of the formula, again, is based upon terrain And we hope that we might make the argument that the terrain is more challenging getting to Berkshire Medical Center in Pittsfield.
You better believe it. I mean, those are big hills over there.
They are big hills, and we would like that to be considered. And at the moment, it is not part of consideration because it misses it by a few miles. So I've asked CMS to review a decision that they made 6 or 8 years ago along that same line. And I'm hopeful through this conversation that we're going to have North Adams in some shape or form or version up and running again. The issues at North Adams, Alan, have been fairly well known to people for a long period of time. That the hospital itself has been on shaky funding. And I think trying to understand the quilt work of what's available, given the fact that private insurance is not as big an option in that area because of its rural designation as what might be the case in other places. This was a special instance, and I think had some of us had advanced knowledge of just how imminent the hospital's closure was proposed to be, I think that perhaps we could have taken a more vigorous position in fixing some of those issues.
You sound like you may be appropriately angry.
Well, I'm trying to hold back on it only because it strikes me that it would have been very easy to receive a phone call telling me 6, 8, 10 months ago that funding was drying up and that they might not be able to meet payroll. Obviously, in most of our own lives, we could figure out when you can't meet payroll and you can't meet obligations every month. And I think here, then we might have intervened with CMS earlier rather than waiting for a decision that took us from Tuesday to Friday. The danger always is in these decisions that once the hospital is closed, it becomes a lot harder to get it open than it would have been to keep it open.
Are you optimistic at all?
I'm optimistic that we will be able to rechart the course for North Adams Hospital and have a facility there that will cater to emergency services, and perhaps we might be able to grow it if it's done correctly. And management and labor, they're going to have to come to that conclusion as well.
Do you see it as a part of the Berkshire Medical Center, like Great Barrington is with its Fairview?
Well, you know, Berkshire Medical Center, to their everlasting credit, they've got a great reputation.
They do.
And they They are deservedly so is correct, and in addition to which, they're very well run. And I've had conversations with Dave Phelps about this, Gene D'Elia about this. And if this is done correctly, I think there could be some interest, but there's also some exposure to liabilities that I understand that they are not interested in assuming. And that's
$30 million worth.
That's exactly the case.
So if I have a heart attack and I'm living in North Adams, you got about 4 good minutes to get to a hospital. You don't want to go you don't want to go to Pittsfield, so they've really got to have something there.
That's exactly the case. And I also think for community reputation, having a hospital there, it's important because if you're at MCLA or you're at Williams, when you recruit prospective students, Or Mass MoCA, one of the questions that people are going to have is what kind of medical facilities are nearby. And let's be very frank, Massachusetts today derives much of its reputation from the sophisticated medical services that are available throughout the state. We have arguably the best hospitals in America. I always will say to people that the Pacific Northwest, they might have Boeing, and they might have Microsoft, and they might have Starbucks. But in Massachusetts, we have the best hospitals in the country.
Richie Neal, you're a great congressman. and I appreciate your being with us and talking to us about this. When I come back the next time, I want to talk to you about campaign finance, okay?
That would be great.